This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. We are 1 hour out from the beginning of Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. That is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Yes, favorite student front row, Dana Wright.
Okay, I know that the airing of the grievances is at 5, but I can't wait till 5.
No.
Because the show contains my name, I'm going to have this out with all of you right now. You all know that today is the deadline. The dreaded, awful.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, here it is.
Do not get me started deadline.
You're starting yourself.
For re-enrolling in company benefits.
Oh, yeah, that fun thing.
Every year you got to do it.
Got to get that insurance.
Got to make sure you still don't smoke cigarettes.
You don't want to be accidentally dismembered.
That is my question that's going to lead us to the grievance. What is the deal with this company constantly asking us if we want some sort of insurance against accidental death or dismemberment? I would like to discuss this. They do not offer insurance for normal things like, I don't know, I get cancer and I'm in a hospital for 3 years.
That's what the medical insurance is for.
Well, that is medical insurance, but it's not a separate rider like death and dismemberment. Who came up with this?
What doesn't make sense?
How many people do you know that have been dismembered? Why is this a product?
I grew up in the military. I know a lot.
Station.
In these years of the United States, the year of our Lord 2024,
correct.
How many people do you know that have been death by dismemberment?
Well, hold on.
I think you're reading it wrong.
It's accidental death or dismemberment.
I'm pretty sure if you're dismembered, that's and.
By dismemberment.
You're not dying because your legs got cut off. You either accidentally died
Or
you have limbs missing
dismembered.
That prevent you from doing your job.
No. Scott, you are reading this completely wrong. No, it is accidental death or death by dismemberment.
That is incorrect.
Yes, it is.
That is incorrect.
I would only not be able to do my job, God forbid, if you dismembered my head. If I lose an arm, I can still do the show. I would prefer not to lose an arm.
Well, we can just recapitate
you. So do you want me to go down and get Joanne?
No. I spent more time on this. I will never get those hours back,
Dana,
in my life ever again. I would rather, dare I say, be dismembered than have to go through the process of
It is not insurance for dying due to dismemberment. It is, say it differently. It is insurance for your family if you accidentally die. Let's say a tree fell on you and it killed you. It would pay out to your beneficiaries.
Right. Car wreck. Accidental death. I get an accidental death is.
Or if you are dismembered and live.
No, it is you are dismembered. Like a serial killer chops you up into pieces and throws you in a river.
That's exactly the type of insurance this company is offering. Serial killer dismemberment.
Do you understand, Dan, that every year we have to either decline or accept the dismemberment coverage? I don't understand
it. I'm going to get Joanne.
Look it up. I know what dismemberment means.
No, but we do too. Dismemberment.
It's a what, Sam?
It's accidental death or dismemberment.
Because chances are, if you were dismembered and
died,
you're not dead.
You're thinking decapitation. That's
I'm talking about losing your arm or losing a leg.
We just had somebody in from Thunder Gong who
loves Steps of Faith Foundation. Yeah. You know how much I love Steps of Faith.
Do you know why they need a prosthetic?
Okay.
Everybody on the text line is telling me that I am right.
No.
And you, my dear, are wrong.
If we were linemen, and I don't mean with the Kansas City Chiefs, if we were contract construction workers, if we were in the military, there are a lot of jobs where I understand that you have a heightened risk. Motorcycle police officer, there's another one, where you would have a reasonable risk of losing an arm or a leg. Speaking into a microphone for a living is not any risk whatsoever for showing up with just a torso and my head.
You might poke your eye out.
Okay. You, when Joanne comes up here and tells you that you're wrong, because I have dispatched Sam to go get her, I want you to say what you've never been able to say before. I am wrong.
You are missing the point of my grievance.
It's Friday at 4 o'clock,
you
Scott.
Are,
the executive wing of the building has gone home.
I need you to focus on the grievance, which is why do we have to go through this every year? Whether or not you think I'm dead or not because I'm missing all of my limbs is inconsequential.
Okay.
The topic is why do we have to do this every year?
Because before I answer that, insurance agent here, this is from the text line, accidental dismemberment provides a certain dollar amount depending on the loss of a limb or an eye or a combination of them.
Out of all of the policies they could offer us in this specific business, what I am asking you is why is that the one that always pops up in front of my face? Follow me here.
All right.
If you said to me, I work with a bunch of lunatics in broadcasting, you would be accurate. If you said to me, I feel like we should offer them insurance, a heightened policy, if you will, for mental health services, I would be like, absolutely.
That's covered under your general medical coverage.
We need more of it.
You need more.
We need less dismembering insurance and more, like, I don't know, kick me an extra couple days off and I'll go see a therapist.
Okay.
It's not for
on the job. I see a therapist on days where I come into work. It grounds me. Sorry, Dan, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying this insurance is not about something that happens at work exactly.
Correct.
That can be under workers' compensation, et cetera. This is for, like, if you are in a car wreck and you lose your hand.
So
that's
true.
Dismemberment.
Dana, if you were to get so fed up with Scott right now that you were to climb over that plexiglass and dismember him, that would fall under workman's comp.
Because I was injured by her at work.
If you were
Die from the dismemberment.
Would it be an accidental death? No, that's targeted.
But if you were both to leave at the same time this evening and say, I don't know, Scott stops off at the Quick Trip and Dana sees him and decides, oh, I'm going to take him out, and he loses a leg in that process, that would be dismemberment.
Got
that it would
but
be
let me,
covered.
Let me answer her original question.
And the other life insurance policy you have and have an option will also pay out.
Correct.
Right.
Let me answer your original question. Why do we have to go through this hurdle every single year? The answer is simple.
I should just check a box.
Because
I still don't smoke.
As you get older, and maybe there's you might want to up your coverage so that you pay a lesser deductible and you have the option to go out of network if you choose. Also, there are life changes. Maybe working with me is so stressful to you that you've taken up smoking.
Here's how stressful this was, Dan. You cannot possibly make this up today. I had to call like a 1-912 number. I don't even know where I was. Probably talking to somebody in, I don't know, Europe. I don't even know where we were. And this very nice lady was trying to help me through the process because the computers are stupid and don't work. And she kept shouting at me, do you want accidental death or dismemberment coverage?
You got her to the point where she was shouting
and
at you?
And I kept shouting, decline, decline. And she's like, you're cutting out. And at that point,
but you weren't.
She wanted me to get to higher ground. My phone was not working. So picture this. I'm now on Shawnee Mission Parkway driving in circles, trying to scream at a lady seven states away that, no, once again, I do not need accidental dismemberment coverage. When in actuality, at that point in my life, I probably did need coverage for those things.
You were doing this while you were driving?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Risky.
Who was that? Sam. Very good.
You know what, Sam? I have an idea. I think next November 1st, we're going to take these two fine folks and sit them down and walk them through their...
Dan, I offered to do it for both of them.
I went down to Joanne's office and let her do it.
How to work computers.
I offered it multiple times.
Insurance.
I'm reading up on this, and I think you're wrong.
The offer was rejected.
Dana,
did you get the pet insurance?
Here.
No.
I wasn't going to do this, but Shane and Olathe, go ahead.
I hate to be the one that says, hey, all the guys are correct. But it is a living benefit added to your accidental death benefit.
Then why doesn't it say accidental death or dismemberment?
It does say that.
It doesn't. It's called AD&D.
It's or. It's an assumed, you know, it's just almost like a common knowledge thing. So.
Wow.
You have to read beyond the headline.
For those in the industry, I'll put it that way. But Dana, Sam's got my info. I can certainly take care of you and all the other stuff.
Shane, I love it. I do. I love that you call. But again, I'm looking at it, and everything says AD&D.
No, you're looking at Aflac. We are not insured through Aflac.
What's AD&D? It needs to be ADOD. That's all I'm saying.
In ours, it is. In our Shane, be my witness. It is accidental death or dismemberment.
That's correct. So, because remember. When you keep saying getting dismembered accidentally,
yeah.
Well, if you do it on purpose, it's insurance fraud.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Now Shane, there are others that say accidental death and dismemberment.
Everything I'm reading says AD&D, and I know that ours read that because I kept thinking, why do you need both? If I'm dismembered, I'm going to be dead.
Well, think of it this way: the and is saying that they're giving you an additional benefit.
Okay.
Think of it that way. Don't think of it as I have to die while being dismembered.
Theoretically, if I did, would that be covered?
Well, of course.
Under accidental death.
Correct.
Dismemberment.
If you survive your attacker and pull a Monty Python and it's just a flesh wound and you're sitting there with just a torso and a head and can still do your job, then... you get that benefit as well.
Okay.
Can you imagine if I had to prop her up in her chair every day?
and to answer your question,
yeah.
they're playing with your anxiety level right there when they keep calling you saying, and that's the first thing.
Yeah.
They're going after your anxiety. We know you. We know you need to just take
a
breath.
And Shane, for $6, we also get long-term disability if you are unable to work because you have, like, tuberculosis, and I'm pretty sure I clicked yes on that, too.
Shane, do appreciate the call, man. Thank you for the laughs,
too. From the text line, I forgot to get IQ insurance, which is sad because I'm losing points by the minute.
913-586-7798.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.